Darling? Is that you? I'm over here. Hey. Welcome home, my love. Oh, sorry. I got carried away. I just can't help it. Kissing you is so addicting, and I love kissing you. So, how was today? Yes, I remember that. Well, what happened with it? Come sit down. Oh, they chose someone else to do the project? Oh no, come here. Hey, are you okay? It's understandable. You've been working hard in hopes of getting to lead that project. And although your boss chose someone else, that's okay. I know you're bummed out, sweetie. And it's alright. Your feelings are valid. Just know that what you did was enough, okay? Hey, of course your efforts were enough. Look, I understand how you feel defeated about it. Life isn't always about rainbows and butterflies. Sure, your boss chose someone else to lead the project, but hey, that's okay. There's always more opportunities somewhere else. They're everywhere. And I believe that those opportunities, they will eventually present themselves to you in the right time. I mean, come on. With your skills and determination, of course, there's always going to be plenty of opportunities coming your way. If you don't believe it, then listen to me. I believe in you. Of course, sweetheart. You know how much I love you. And during times of self-doubt, I'll be here to remind you that you are worth more than all of your doubts. I'll be here to show you all the great things I see in you. Where are you going? Oh, you're going to prepare for bed? But don't you want to have dinner first? So you don't go to bed with an empty stomach. Are you sure? I cooked something nice. Okay, I understand. But if you change your mind and want to eat, just let me know, okay? I'd be happy to bring you food. Anything you need. Just message me and I'll go get it for you. What about me? Oh, I'm working on this thing. No, I'm not busy. I'm just chatting with a colleague. He's asking a lot of questions about school and teaching. He applied to the same school I worked at last year. So now he has a ton of questions about it. He's a substitute and he's pretty nervous, so I'm just kind of giving him an orientation. Alright, sweetie. And don't forget to message me if you need something, alright? And don't worry, I won't take too long. I'll join you in bed soon. Hey, sweetie, are you awake? must be asleep. Oh, hey there, darling. Why are you still awake? I thought you already went to sleep. What time is it? It's already 3 a.m., you know? Gosh, my back hurts. Me? Oh, right. Sorry. I know I said I wouldn't take too long, but my colleague wouldn't let me go because he was, you know, panicking and nervous and he had a lot of questions and... Yes, my colleague is a guy. Why do you ask? What? Is he handsome? Baby, why are you asking? Okay. I mean, he is handsome, I guess, in a way. I don't know, I never really paid attention to how he looks. Well, that's because you are the only guy I ever pay close attention to. Come here, you. And that means that you are the most handsome guy in my eyes. So, what's keeping my darling awake? I thought you said you wanted to sleep, but here you are, still wide awake. Mind sharing your thoughts with me? No, is it the project again? Well, what are you thinking of? Hey, don't say that. You are not a failure. Of course your efforts were enough. Maybe it just means that that wasn't meant for you, and that's okay too. I understand that you feel bad about it, but listen to me. You are not a failure. Don't you ever say that, okay? And don't ever listen to that scrutinizing voice in your head. We don't always get what we want, and that's okay. We both have so much ahead of us, and like I said, there's always plenty of opportunities everywhere. Let them surprise you in time. It's alright, darling. I know you just need some time. You'll eventually feel better. Don't you feel sleepy? No? Okay. Well, I'll keep you company till you fall asleep then. Do I feel sleepy? Well, not really. Plus, you said that you couldn't sleep, so I'll stay up with you. It's your day off tomorrow anyway, or later, I should say. Can you believe it? It's been a year since we moved in together. It feels like it was only yesterday when we played Truth or Dare and confessed our feelings for each other. Wait, James called you? Well, what did he say? He called you to check up on us? Wow, I can't believe he called you instead of me, his sister. That guy. Oh, well, what news did he tell you? Wait, really? He's in France now? Wow, that's surprising, and I'm really happy for him. And now that you mention it, he and I haven't spoken in a while too. The last I heard from him was months ago, when you still worked at the art studio. Back then, he said he was studying French. Oh, so that's why he studied French. I see. Oh, and he also mentioned that he was courting this girl. But of course, he didn't say who the girl was. You know how James is. Wait, so he told you, but not me? Ugh, of course. The best friend gets to know first. Catherine? Which Catherine? Wait, Catherine as in Catherine? You mean your sister Catherine? Oh my gosh. So James is dating your sister? Oh, wow. Wow, that's unexpected. What else? They're engaged? Wait, really? Oh my gosh, I can't believe my brother proposed to your sister. Gosh, who knew? I'm sorry, this is crazy. I mean, come on. You're dating your best friend's sister, while your best friend is now engaged to your sister. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but laugh. Like, I just find it so crazy. But seriously, wow. So, does that mean that they're both in France? I can't believe they're getting married before us. They better invite us. I wonder if they're getting married there. Imagine getting married in France. Ah, oh, what a dream. I'll call James later. Looks like he and I have a lot of catching up to do. What do you remember? The night I crept into your room and slid into your bed? Wow, it's been a long time since then. I still can't believe you pretended to be asleep. You jerk! Oh, you were just waiting for me to do what I did? Well, we ended up cuddling that night till we fell asleep. Just like what we're doing now. Do you know what else I remember? I remember how much we made out that night. Yeah. I remember how steamy our kisses were then. I remember you went on top of me while we were kissing. Oh, was it me who kissed you first? Well, I can't remember, but I do know that you were so into it. Then, I went on top of you the next day. I could still picture your flustered face in my mind. You were so embarrassed. Oh, you were embarrassed because I was on top of you? but you didn't seem so embarrassed when you were the one on top of me. And plus, I only teased you because you were making fun of me for being jealous. Come here. Of course, I remember that too. I was so nervous about telling Mom and Dad about us dating, but turns out everyone knew that we were not so secretly dating. But nobody said a thing. It was Dad that noticed first. He told Mom that we were getting closer. And he also saw us making out in the jacuzzi after the party. Yeah, he told Mom about it. And, oh, did I ever mention that my parents made a bet on us? Yes, I know, right? Oh gosh, those two are crazy as well. Mom made a bet that we were dating, or testing the waters, in her words. While Dad, on the other hand, made a bet that we were just fooling around. And of course he lost. What a guy thing to say. And I am so glad that Mom won the bet. But yeah, other than that, they were very supportive. And they still are. See what I told you? Everything would be okay. And your parents, they were just as supportive. I remember how your mom gave me such a welcoming hug, and your dad too, with the cautionary reminder that you are a prankster. So I had to be careful. But of course, I already knew that. Little does he know, I enjoy your little teasing sometimes. Yeah, I like it when you tease me. And so do you. Hey, admit it. You like it when I tease you. Just like how I teased you when you made fun of me for being jealous. Because if otherwise, why didn't you tell me then to stop? You even closed your eyes while I was on top of you. You waited for me to kiss you. I love you, and thank you for everything. You have been so wonderful since the beginning. I don't ever regret asking you to stay when I visited home. Remember that? When I asked you to stay and chat with me? Then I initiated the truth or dare. Then I confessed, and we had our first kiss. Time flies so fast. It's crazy. Just like how I am so crazy and madly in love with you. Which is why I have a proposal. Well, I was thinking, what if instead of me applying to work overseas on my own, what if we apply together? I mean, think about it. We'll get to live in a different country, get jobs that best suit our interest. We'll get to discover a lot of new things together. You even said it to yourself. You said that you hate your current job and if you could get a new one, you'd grab the opportunity in a heartbeat. And this is it, the opportunity to start the next chapter of our lives together. Darling, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And although it may seem like it's too early to say this, but I am serious about it. I really do want to be with you for as long as I am living. Unless, of course, things get too complicated, then we realize that we're too different for each other. Or time may come that we can't stand one another anymore. And if that happens, I'll be willing to let you go, because I only want the best for you. I only want you to be happy. And if your happiness isn't me or being with me, then that's okay. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you sad. I just want to reassure you. I don't want you to feel suffocated with me. And until that happens, I will fight for us. Because I love you so much. You are the only person I want to be with. So, what do you say? Really? Oh, I am so glad. Come here. That is such a relief. Oh my gosh, baby, I'm so happy. And this is so exciting. We're going to live in a different country. I know it sounds a little scary, but to be honest, I feel much more excited. That would be so cool. And who knows? We might get engaged in a different country, just like James and Catherine. That would be so memorable and romantic. Yeah, I'm a mushy person, but you know you love it. No, would you look at that? You yawned. Looks like someone is sleepy. Looks like we both need to sleep soon. Let's sleep for now, okay? Good thing it's your day off later, so we can spend the day cuddling. But for now, let's sleep. Good night, my love. May you have the sweetest dreams. I love you. I really do. Always remember that, okay?